At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Louise Cooney's Open Book, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hello, you're very welcome back to Open Book, presented by Go Loud. This is our bonus episode. I'm Louise Cooney, and thank you so much for tuning back in to season two. It's been great to get all your feedback on the episodes we've had so far. We had Georgie on as our guest last week, and I just think her story is incredible. It's so nice to hear a little bit more from her. She's obviously got her podcast, The Good Glow, and you know, you always hear her kind of interviewing people, so it was interesting to have her on the other side of the table and to hear about her journey with surrogacy. And she was just so open, and I feel like she's just a fountain of wisdom. She's just got kind of a piece of advice, I suppose, for everything. And her new book is out now, and I love it. I read it back to front in probably a weekend. This weekend just gone, I had a wedding down in Sligo, and it was fab. God, the weather was unbelievable. It was like the nicest day. I think it was the hottest day of the year so far, which wouldn't be hard because the weather has been so bad, but it was gorgeous for them. And it was my friend Alice from Limerick who got married, and she was marrying a Belfast man, Darren. And it's funny because I'm from Limerick and Marcus from Belfast, so we were joking. We think it's a great combo. But they did their legal wedding a couple of weeks ago, and then this was kind of their, they called it their death till we party. I feel like I'm saying that wrong, but it was fab. It was like a very them day, you know. They kind of took the traditions and made them their own. You know, they mixed up when they did the speeches. They did, they had a celebrant in, and the ceremony was just so personal and gorgeous. I have to say, I really enjoy going to those style of weddings because I feel like you learn so much about the couple, about their personalities, about how they met, and just little stories. And we had like a barbecue style kind of dinner, and it was just the nicest day. So it was very relaxing and fab. And then myself and Mark stayed down in Sligo for the weekend. His parents have a mobile home down there, so we took advantage of the nice weather, went for a swim, head to Mullaghmore and then to Bundoran, and we drove back last night on a nice 3-hour drive back to Dublin. But yeah, it looks like the weather's going to be nice for this week too, so I'm just so excited. It feels like summer has really started now. And this week, as you may be able to hear, is my last week of my Invisalign, so that's why I'm wearing them right now. I'm really committed. We got to finish strong, you know. So I have had them in since October. So what is that, like 7-8 months? And I'm so happy. Like, the difference is unreal. You probably wouldn't notice as much unless you could really compare before and after. But I'm so happy with it. So I would definitely recommend Invisalign if you're somebody who's considering it. So this week on the pod, we have got Angela Scanlon, and I'm so excited to have her on. She's got her chat show, Ask Me Anything, on RTE. It plays on Saturday evenings at 9:30. And she's honestly one of those people you just meet and you feel like you've known forever. She's full of chat. She's kind of open to talk about anything. And we just had a great conversation. I hope you enjoy it. As always, we're going to kick off with some random questions from our box of cards. I just think it's a nice way to kind of learn a little bit about someone, to touch on stuff that we wouldn't touch on, I suppose, in our normal conversations. So Angela picked her own question, so she's going to dive straight into those now.
Okay, what are my biggest flaws?
Sorry. I'm like, just lay yourself bare here.
I mean, okay, like, this sounds more superficial, but I'm incredibly messy.
Are you?
Like, very bad, Louise.
Oh, I am too. It's hard to stay on top of everything.
No, I mean, we're not talking just like a pile of... It's an absolute car crash. I don't know whether there's a hoarder deep inside. Actually, it's not that deep inside. But I'm really very, very, very messy, to the point where it's the source of most arguments with me.
So is your husband the clean one then?
Yeah. Well, not even... And I think that's the frustration, because he's also kind of naturally a bit disheveled, mm-hmm. but he works really hard at it. Whereas I'm like, I'm just not, I'm a creative. I just, I don't really pull my weight.
And you, neither of you are like particular about what way you fill the dishwasher or anything like that?
No. But I am weirdly, like the kitchen is my thing. Mm. But also I'm oddly very perfectionist. So it's kind of like I just give up altogether. If it's not perfect, what is even the point in starting?
Yeah.
So with the dishwasher, with the countertop, I'll come in. Everywhere is a car crash, but the countertop has to be like spotless. Absolutely spotless.
Yeah, it's the dishwasher in our house. What we end up arguing over.
Yeah, well, I wash the plates before they go in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You'd fit right in.
Yeah. Hey, what, is that your thing?
Well, it's his? More Mark's thing. Okay. It's not my, I just fire things in. I'm like, they'll be fine. They'll, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's more from my dad. So my dad, when you open the dishwasher, it's very hard to determine whether it's clean or dirty. And he stacks the forks back to back, like spooning.
Oh, yeah. My dad does that too. So that drives me mad then. Because I'm like, how am I supposed to know if it's clean or not?
And my dad, one time, I came home and he said, come here to me now for 1 second, open the dishwasher, and gave me a lesson in how to load the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
I get
home.
That every time I'm home.
Bonkers.
I'm 30 years old, but I'm still a child, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm 40. He's still teaching me. So, yeah, like not deep, but I feel like I've given you enough of my soul.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, and best qualities. Oh, do we want to go there?
Let's go there.
Okay. I shared this on Instagram the other day and I realised, so when I'm doing Instagram like reels and silly things, I'm very enthusiastic, right? And I used to think that was a really embarrassing trait, right? That you're like trying too hard or you're deeply uncool. And now I realise that that level of energy and commitment is actually kind of lovely.
It's amazing. It makes you like totally unique, and that's why you're doing what you're doing and doing it so well, I think, as well, you know?
But like it's quite childlike, I think.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I get so swept up in the thing, and then I used to cringe slightly. Now I'm like, you know what, I'm okay with that.
Were you a Billy Barry kid?
Never.
Stage school?
No.
I used to do speech and drama growing up.
Did you?
And my sisters were very good at it. But I, since I was a child, would be like embarrassed to be dramatic or to be acting. And I went to see Shawshank Redemption in the Gaiety.
Amazing.
It's only here for 2 weeks, but it was really, really good. And I was watching the acting and I was like, wow, I could never do that. Like, you know, that's just so not in me to do it.
I think acting is a whole different kettle of fish,
yeah.
You know, but I do think that idea of, you know, trying really hard and that kind of conscientious tendency, I suppose, I have come to value, I suppose,
yeah,
in myself. Whereas before I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Well, that's great that you've learned to own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it definitely, I think, makes you incredibly good at what you do. And
thanks, girl.
What people love about you.
Thanks, girl.
Okay, guys, that was just a short little snippet of what is to come this week on Wednesday in the full episode with Angela. She is just amazing. We had such an interesting conversation. Very different, I think, to the bonus episode and the full episode. So make sure you come back and listen to that. Yeah, so that will be live on the Go Loud Player on Wednesday and everywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for listening.